Nigel Cash looks after a lot of the operations around, general manager of all sorts of stuff with operations as far as New Zealand Rugby is concerned. Nigel, very good afternoon to you, sir.
Hi, Tony.
Firstly, let's get this out of the way. Are tickets still available, correct, for tonight's test?
Yeah, we've still got a few tickets left, Tony. So, as always the case in Dunedin, it's going to be a fantastic atmosphere. So if people haven't got a ticket and didn't think there was one available, if they go down to the stadium, they'll certainly be able to buy a ticket and get in. The number's pretty small, so I think we've got less than 1,000 tickets to sell now. So we're pretty confident that we'll have pretty close to a sellout.
Nigel, you've scheduled some of these test matches, I guess, at newer stadiums in terms of taking to smaller venues, i.e. QBE, September 16th. Is this a wee bit of a hangover from the Lions tour, or is this spreading the love?
A bit of both. You know, we've already had two huge test matches at Eden Park and the Pacifica Challenge as well. So it is, you know, we want to play in wider Auckland, but not go back to Eden Park. So a bit of both, really.
Okay, Nigel, here's the thing, and I am adamant on this. I don't believe Christchurch needs, it's not for you to get into, I understand that, needs 40,000 seat stadium or 35. I'm pretty happy. That's how I feel. I think New Zealand, you look at declining numbers outside of All Black test matches, we struggle to fill stadia. You've gone to Trafalgar Park, which will be upgraded to 21. You've got Forsyth Bar tonight, about 27. Westpac, 35, that can be upgraded to about 37,000. It's not always, is it, Nigel, bigger is better for you guys in terms of your allocation of test matches?
No, absolutely not. You know, we want to play test matches in grounds that are full. And, so selecting the stadium that we think can achieve that with different opposition is all part of it. And ultimately, a decision for Christchurch is, you know, what size do they want from that community? And then, you know, we'll make decisions about where we play based on that size versus the size of other stadia around the country.
Well, because, Nigel, for me, it comes down to supply and demand. And yes, maybe the tickets for an All Black test may go up if you've got a 30,000 capacity. But in the end of it, Nigel, I would rather have that for the Crusaders franchise, where people know they have to think ahead if they want to get in, because you've got these intimate stadiums which are purpose-built for those venues and for those sports. I actually like that.
Yeah, and that really is part of it. You know, if the stadium actually, in a strange sort of a way, is a little bit smaller, then exactly what you say is true. You know, people think, if I want to go to that game, I'm going to have to get in early and get a ticket. And that's a bloody good thing, you know, because being in a venue that's packed, that atmosphere just adds to the experience, not only for the players, but also the other fans. So, you know, it's a balance. And with Eden Park at close to 50,000 seats, and then a bunch of other venues in that kind of 35 to the late 20s thousands capacity, that sits pretty well in New Zealand.
Nigel, just on Christchurch, of course there's some disappointment down there, I get it, but as far as what, and I've got Barry Maister on the program this afternoon, the chairman of the trust, AMI has got a lifespan of 4 or 5 years. You guys did a deal early on, early doors post the earthquake in 2011, once AMI was constructed out of the Rugby League Park, to make sure that test matches went there. From my understanding, talking to Steve Chu a few years back, it was costing you guys a significant amount of money to move a test match down to Christchurch. Will they see test matches again under the current AMI stadium, or may they have to bide their time for the new one?
Well, no decisions on that have been made, Tony. Like, the allocation that we announced yesterday is for 2018, and then we'll be making decisions on where we play going forward. Money's part of that decision, but certainly the sort of commitment of the community, the rugby fans and the community and so on, is all part of it. So we'll look at where we're going into the future and make the decisions at that time.
Nigel, just finally, went down to Te Kawiti on Wednesday. Monday is going to be sensational. Tomorrow is going to be sensational for the local club members as well, in terms of Sir Colin's casket being in the club room as well. You guys have got some special things planned tonight as far as the jersey is concerned. I see a number 5 as far as the balls are concerned down there at Forsyth Bar as well. Boy, oh boy, she's going to be emotional. I've got kids sending photos today of their school teams, their club teams as well, marking Sir Colin Meads. It's going to be a special old couple of days.
It sure is, mate. You don't farewell a legend like Colin lightly, do you? You know, so as you say, both the emotion around that tonight from our team, and then through to the funeral on Monday, it's going to be massive.
Nigel, enjoy the game tonight. Thank you so much for your time.